Good morning, Boker Tov. Sa'ar Rosh Beis Din here in Chicago, by Gedalia Dov Schwartz, he should live and be well. So he once shared with me a story that happened to him, because he served, before he came to Chicago, he was a pulpit rabbi for many decades in different communities. He was in Bar Park and he was in Rhode Island. So he has a lot of great stories, and you know, he needs a refuah shleima now. But before he had his stroke, so I had an amazing, probably one of the greatest things that happened to me in my life, in addition to coming to Chicago, was that I mustered up the courage after many years. I went over to Rav Schwartz and I said, you know, maybe you had some time that I could come to your office and just sit there and listen. And he was incredibly gracious, and for an extended period of time, until he stopped working in the office, I went every week, and he had a legal pad with his shilas that came in, rabbis from all over the country and people around the world, ask him like serious shilas, and he ticked them off, and he told me this, he had this question, and he answered this, and these things were going on. It was unbelievable. That's what you call Shemesh Talmidei Chacham. It was amazing. So he once told me that after a drasha, a balabas in the shul came over to him and said, Rabbi, I felt like you were speaking to me. Was that drasha, was that really about me? That's like a loaded, seriously loaded question to ask a rabbi. So Rav Schwartz told me that he said to this man, he said, sir, I'm in the business of making hats. If the hat fits, wear it. So I think of that story because the insight that we're going to focus on today really relates to that, and it has to do with how we go through life. Because the topic that we've been talking about is this topic that you have on your page, is Yira. Now, Yira can be translated in a lot of ways. So far, Rav Shlomo Volbe has taught us that one way to think about Yira has to do with the idea about thinking beyond ourselves. And that is how Yira and Chesed have something to do with each other, that they both reflect an idea that a person recognizes that there's something beyond themselves. So in the case of Chesed, it's recognizing the needs of the other person, seeing the other person. In the case of Yira, it's having that reverence to the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our presence, is beyond us. But he turns to the Rambam, and the Rambam has a very specific definition of Yira, which we're going to study. But what he does is he analyzes the Rambam in a way that I never thought about. He picks up on a specific aspect of this Rambam that relates to the hats of Rav Schwartz and that can impact us in a very profound way, I think. And it has to do with how we go through life all the time. So we're going to pick it up at the top, on the top of the left-hand column. This is in the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah. It's in Parak Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam tells us, Veheich hi haderech la'ahavaso v'yiraso. We know that the Rambam tells us there are several mitzvos that are at the foundation. That's why it's called Yisodei HaTorah, the foundations of Judaism. And by the way, if you look in the Sefer Chaye Adam, the Chaye Adam is a great sefer. If you're looking for a halacha sefer to learn on your own or with someone that goes, you know, from the beginning of your day through the end of your day, either the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or the Chaye Adam, those are your best bets. Rav Shechter told us as students, he's a lot of guys, when we learn halacha, we're used to learning the Mishnah Berurah. So he said that's not a good idea. He said you should start. So I took his advice. I bought a Chaye Adam and I went through the Chaye Adam. He says, don't learn the Mishnah Berurah first. He says, if you want to start with the Chaye Adam, then you do the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, then you learn the Mishnah Berurah. So the Chaye Adam is just a very basic collection of all the halachas you need to know, A to Z, like a kitzur of the Shulchan Aruch or a Chaim. So he starts off, he says, you should know, before anything, there are six mitzvahs to medios. There are six mitzvahs that you can do on an everyday, ongoing basis when you're sitting in traffic. And those are the mitzvahs of the Chovas HaLavavos in our heart. So that's predicated on this Rambam, that on any ordinary day, we can fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So that's the beginning of this Rambam Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So how do you do that? How do you cultivate Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem? The Ribbono Shel Olam is so beyond what we can grasp, it's very difficult. So the Rambam gives us his formula. It's not the only way, but the Rambam gives us his formula. He says the following. Vishah, at the moment, sheyizbonin ha'adam b'masav uvruav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim. At the time that a person thinks about the creations and all of the facets of life, the incredible nature of it, v'yira mehem chachmaso she'en la'eicha erech v'lokates, that has wisdom that is beyond measure, compare. It's unbelievable. You think about, you ever go to the Shedd Aquarium, right? You go to the Shedd Aquarium, you see those enormous tanks. I had the privilege when I was younger, when I was still single, so I went on an educational program. We had a group of students, of young men and women, and we went to Australia to work with a group of high school students. It was a very unusual experience. It was awesome. And then when they invited me back, when we were first married with a child, I was like, I'm not sitting on a plane for 27 hours to go teach a bunch of high school kids. You can do that on your own. So when we were there, I had the unbelievable privilege of snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef off of Queensland. And you're like, it's like being inside the, you know, like the tank in the Shedd Aquarium outside, yeah, like where the Boreolum put it initially before they put it on the museum campus. It's unbelievable. The colors of these fish are mamish incredible. And then you think about, you know, you look in the mirror, the human eye, the capacity to see. It's unbelievable. So the Rambam says, when you think about that, when you realize what it takes to have the kind of world that we live in, it's so beyond measure. He says, Miyad, hu ohev, third line, umishabeach, a person loves, is enthusiastic. You see this, by the way, when people, when they go to the Shedd Aquarium, not when you take cynical teenagers, as I have the challenge of taking now. When you take like regular people, normal people, like they're like, wow, it takes your breath away. You go to the zoo and you see just incredible things. Who's mishabeach and you praise umefoyer umisave taiva v'gedola, and there is this incredible desire leida Hashem hagadol to get to know God. You're like, it's amazing that God did this. I would love to know more about God who put this incredible world here. It's amazing. Kamosha Amar David, like David HaMelech said, Tzama nafshi lelokim lekel chai. So this is the Rambam's way of approaching Avas Hashem. Other people have very different approaches, but for the Rambam, this was a big thing. I don't know if the Rambam ever saw an aquarium. The Rambam lived in Morocco for a period. He was born in Spain. He spent most of his life in Egypt. But this was for the Rambam. When you think about the world and the majesty of the world and the incredible nuances that are in science, the Rambam says that's going to bring you to appreciate, to love God. That's Aleph. That's side number one. Side number two, the Rambam says, Ucheshemachashi b'dvarim ha'elu, on the fourth line, when we think about these things, Atzman, then what happens? Miyad, immediately, hu nirta la'achorav, a person recoils backwards. V'yifachid, and a person's afraid. We tremble, and we recognize v'yodea shehubiria ketana, that we are a small creature, shfala afela, dark and insignificant. Bedas kala me'uta lefnei tmim deos, of meager knowledge in front of God, who knows everything, who created this vast world. You think about all the people. You ever take a step back when you're thinking about this incredible world and you realize, wow, I am really a speck of nothing, of nothingness. He says, Kamosha Amar David, Kir Ere Shamecha, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, because Tehillim gives expression to all of our different feelings, so that's why it's obviously very telling why he quotes two psukim from David HaMelech, because Ahav and Yira are feelings. They're not cognitive elements. So Tehillim is about feeling. So he says, Ki era shamecha masi etzbosecha, when I see the handiwork of your fingers, the Rebbe Shalom Kiviyachol's fingers, ma enosh ki sizkerenu, what is humanity that you should remember it? I'm really a small, I'm a tiny nothing. This is the Rambam's complement to Avas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim. And this is a dialectic that exists throughout our religious lives. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik, was very sensitive to this. That on the one hand, it's true on a human level, on the one hand, we're very empowered, and that's what life is supposed to be about. And we're supposed to build and do and add. But then, you know, as we grow, we also need to be properly guarded. Right? There is a balance in life to the expansive energy that goes beyond and beyond and beyond. And then there's a healthy point where we say, well, we need to be cautious. We need to stop. We need to recoil. That's true in life in general, and it's certainly true in religious life. It's interesting. When the Jewish people got to Maimon Har Sinai, so what did the Ribbono Shel Olam tell them to put up around the mountain? What's that? Yeah, a fence. So he's telling them, I want you to come close, but I also want you to step back. And we have this feeling. You know, sometimes, especially it's true also in interpersonal relationships, like we have a friend or a close relative or someone where we want to get close to them. And then as we get closer, we also realize, well, we also have to respect their privacy. Like, you want to spend time with them, but then you realize, maybe I shouldn't be sharing their toothbrush. You know, like, there's a limit. So this Ava and Yira, the Rambam's moving forward and then moving back, right? The Ava says, I want to be more attached. I want to be more involved. I want. And then the Yira says, wait a second. The more I realize how awesome this is, the more I realize, you know, I need to step back. I need to have some respect. So that's the simple way that we can understand this Rambam. But Rav Volbe adds a very fascinating way of looking at it that I never thought about. So he says now, he says, Davar Nifla Megala Lanu HaRambam. Megala Kan HaRambam. The Rambam reveals to us something here, something amazing. And what is that? Beyira, with a sense of Yira, Makir HaAdam Es Atzmo Beomdo Lefnei Hashem. He, Rav Volbe, does not focus on the Rambam's aspect of the dialectic between moving forward and moving back, between love and restraint. That's not what he focuses on. He looks at Yira and he says, you know what I notice here? The person who has Yira puts themselves in the perspective in relation to Hashem. That's what he notices. Because what did the Rambam say? That a person who has Yira, they feel that they are a speck in the context of this enormous cosmos. So they're putting themselves in a context. So first of all, and this is a core idea that we talked about in different places in this work in Ali Shur many times, the notion of self-awareness and emotional intelligence is crucial in Avodas Hashem. What is emotional intelligence? It's a person understanding who I am, self-awareness, and where I fit in the greater context. How do I relate to other people? How do I understand the people around me? So how do I interact with them? You know, I have to understand what my role is. I have to be aware of my role, and then I have to understand how that role impacts the surroundings. And we all pick up on that. People who lack emotional intelligence, you can pick it up right away. People who have emotional intelligence can pick up on those who don't. If you don't have it, I don't want to speak to that. I guess you're lost. But you can pick up on it right away because the things that you pick up on are people feeling, you feel that they're a little out of sync with what's going on around them. Like, I'll play certain roles. I'll be the role of a husband and a father and a son and a rabbi and a friend. And if I don't understand what the nuances of that role are, of that context that I'm operating in, so I'm going to say something that's totally inappropriate to that context. That's a basic understanding of emotional intelligence. Right? What's that one?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, all right. It's Yira Shemayim right now. It's the Yira. It's the restraint. I'm not going to put any labels. So that's emotional intelligence. That's self-awareness. That's the other way of translating the words Makir es atzmo, understanding myself, self-awareness, ba'om do lefnei Hashem. So an element of Yiras Shamayim is it's emotional intelligence. It's understanding that I am one person in a city of, I don't know how many people live in Skokie, 50,000 people, maybe something like that? 60, even more, 60,000 people and 250,000 Jews in Chicago and how many million Jews in the world? I'm just one of all that. What's my place? Who do you think you are? Who do you understand? That's part of Yiras Shamayim, understanding your place in your circle. That's Aleph. But notice what he adds. He says, second line, Kishetokev hadvarim, when the tokev hadvarim, when the essence of these words, v'otzmas hahakara, and the intensity of the recognition, v'romemuso yisbarach, and the awesomeness of Hashem yisbarach, nogim el halev, when they touch my heart, zosi ayira. It's that when it makes an impression on you, that's when it's Yiras Shamayim. That was the interesting thing to me that Rav Volbi took out of this Rambam. The Rambam says, what is Yira? When a person feels that they are in awe of the incredible world that Hashem put in front of us, in the world in which we live. So Rav Volbi says, you know what the Chiddush is there? That you pay attention to that. That you feel that. That's the aspect of Yira. We all live in that world, but doesn't it make an impact on us? We live among amazing people, but does it make an impact on us? Rav Volbi says, that is a quality of Yira. Yira means being sensitive to the messages that are around us. I never thought of that as a pshat in this Rambam, but it's a very good pshat. He says, histaklus, third line in this paragraph, b'masav hanifloim, looking at the incredible wonders, afilu toch hispailas atzuma, even being amazingly overwhelmed, mevia lidei hisorus, that brings a message, a person is moved. Ma'ani ba'atzmi lefnimdeim, tmimdeim, he focuses on the impact on me. What does this experience mean to me? A person who has yira takes every experience that they have and it moves them. It changes them. It's a goal. But we can accomplish this. I had an experience last week. It was an unbelievable experience. And I hope it's going to move me. I went to a Levaya. I don't usually do Levaya so often because I'm a Kohen, so I've never been to a cemetery. But they have, as you know, here in the Chicago Jewish Funerals, they have a special box for us that you wouldn't necessarily know unless you were attuned to it. So I've been in that box. And I went to a levaya of a young man who I had seen in shul many times. And I walked out of this levaya and I was ashamed of myself because I didn't really pay attention to him so much. Because when I came into the back of the shul, he was in the back in this gigantic wheelchair contraption and he never moved and he never spoke. And I didn't really know that he was there. I didn't really pay attention. I just saw that his father was this incredibly devoted dad, this elderly Russian fellow with a beard, and he was to bring him to shul every Shabbos morning. He was in the back of the shul. And I sat at this levaya, and I'm listening, and I was so moved, so inspired, because I didn't realize that this young man, I think he was 12 years old. Well, first, when he was born, he had a heart defect, and he couldn't see very well. He had all kinds of visual impairments. And then at 12 years old, he was in a car accident, and he became a quadriplegic. So I'm listening here, and there's a non-Jewish fellow who gets up at the Levaya, which itself was awesome, in front of everybody with his guitar. And then when he couldn't reach all the notes from the song that this boy had composed, he asked the woman who came with him to also come and help, which was, I think, Simcha Frank was like, it was very, he wasn't so used to this. But I'm thinking to myself, what an unbelievable Musar Haskel, that this young man who was 20 years old had a computer screen that he can move his eyelids to communicate with people and write music. It was mamish unbelievable. So I saw this piece from Rav Volbi. So Rav Volbi says, you know what Yiras Shamayim is? Is that you take an experience that's so powerful like that, that's so meaningful, and you actually make it personal. You actually pay attention to the people that you walk by when you come into the shul. And I was like, you know, Rabbi Shalom, it's sad for me that I'm not going to have the chance to go over to him next Shabbos to say good Shabbos to him, to look him in the eye. Because now he's gone. But I could try to find somebody else. That's what Rav Schwartz was saying, that a person who has Yiras Shamayim is going to take every opportunity to make the hat fit for them. We go through these experiences all the time. We have opportunities all the time to learn from what's around us, to see the world around us. The question is, does it just blow right by us? Or do we open our eyes, the Yira having to do with also Re'iyah, that seeing, in the same way that we open our eyes to see opportunities for Chesed? What Rav Volbi is saying is that Yira is an opportunity to be inspired, to change our life, to be moved, to have an impact. So opening our eyes to Yira is the same as opening our eyes to Chesed. It's that same Shorish that he was talking about. It's on a very profound level. So he says, so too, this is what it is. Next line. Zuhi Nikudas Hayira. This is the point of Yira. Shnayim Shomim Drasha. Two people hear a Drasha. Ha'echad, one person. Nene mehadrasha. U me havrakoseha. The person says, ah, it was a brilliant shir. It was a brilliant drasha. It was terrific. What did the rabbi say this week? It was very profound. It was very nuanced. Great. But the second person, Hasheni, Margish, the second person feels, ki'ilu hadrasha kula, the entire drasha, mechuvenes, a love is directed to them, to him, to her. That message and whatever that person is talking about, or whatever that experience is speaking about, or whatever that issue is attending to, the chosefes lefanav kol nige nafsho, and it lachsof means to uncover. A person feels that their soul has been laid bare. When you hear a message about what it means to serve community, does it make me think, wow, how much do I serve the community? How much do I do? What can I do? Do I reflect? That's what Rav Volbi says the Rambam is telling us. That when I hear these messages, am I downloading them? Am I incorporating them into my life? Or is it just like, yeah, you know, it's nice. That person was recognized for their community service. Very nice. And then you just go right on. Real Yira, says Rav Volbi, is internalizing that and figuring out, how does it fit into me? He says, Zeh Hasheni hu Yirei Shamayim. This second person is a Yirei Shamayim, is somebody who has Yira Shamayim, who has, quote-unquote, the fear of heaven. Why? Ki hu miyaches hadvarim El Atzmo, because he attributes these issues to themselves, to himself or to herself. That is Rav Volbi's diuk from this Rambam to interpret Yiras Shamayim. So it's true, there are many different interpretations of Yiras Shamayim. If you ask a person on the street, if you take a survey and say, what is Yiras Shamayim? Some people will associate that with a mashgiach screaming in a yeshiva somewhere, or a lightning bolt, or like volumes of Mesilas Yesharim being thrown at you. That's also important. I'm not denigrating that. That's very important. That's a good place. But this definition of Yiras Shamayim, we realize, is so powerful because each one of us can incorporate it into our lives every single day. Because if Yiras Shamayim means personalizing our experiences for growth, well, we all have that. We all have opportunities where we encounter other people who are sending us messages. And do we realize, wow, I am, and I feel this way sometime, there are people in this room who have achieved this level of godless, so I feel like a small person in front of people whose lives are enormous, who carry huge burdens and make it like it's no big deal, who serve the community and give everything. Everything. And it's a voluntary basis. I get a salary. You know, it's amazing. I get to learn and teach and get paid. I don't know. It's amazing. Who wouldn't give everything for that? But then there are people who I stand in awe of them because they give their whole life for the same full-time job that they do, but they have a job during the day and then they do this the rest of the time. So then the question is, do you say, oh, that person is amazing? And then you just walk right on? Or do you say, wow, I'm small compared to that person, so what can I do on my level? Maybe I don't have the same, maybe there's not the same personality that that person does, or maybe I don't have the same time to devote, although time is malleable. Sometimes when it's important, sometimes we do find time for things, miraculously. But even if I don't have, how does it speak to me? On what level can I incorporate that person, that inspiration, that message into my life? And says Rav Volbe, that is Yiras Shamayim. That's something that we really can do in our everyday lives. Hope you have a great week. Stay warm. Shalom.